I'm very happy to be here. I remember with great joy my last time when I taught here for a whole week. It was a lovely time that I had.
我还记得很多年前我在这边教了一个星期的密集课，实在是非常美好的一段的时间。今天早上能够回来，我也非常的高兴。
I want to speak today on spiritual accountability.
今天早上呢，我们要讲到所谓属灵的互相交代。
I think it's a great need for the growing church in Asia to understand what it means to be accountable.
也就是说，在这个亚洲各个国家，在兴起的当中，在教会的兴起当中，我们很需要理解我们如何互相的交代。
Let me first say that Christianity is a religion of accountability.
我们可以说，我们的信仰就是一种互相交代的一个信仰。
We are accountable to a holy God who is supreme.
换句话说，第一，我们对我们超越的神，我们要向他交代。And
that should influence the way we live, knowing that we have to give an account to our God.
也就是说，我们要向我们的神交账，因此呢，我们也知道我们应该怎么生活。In
2 Corinthians 5:10, it says that we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
所以在哥林多后书5章那边有说到，我们每个人呢都要站在基督审判的台前。
So that each one will receive what is due for him for what he has done, whether good or bad.
所以无论他在这世上做好还是不好，我们都要在他面前来交账，可以得到我们该得的。And
Paul says that with that prospect of judgment, that motivates him.
所以对保罗来说，因为有这个交账，做的交账这个事情，所以呢，也鼓励他如何来生活。So
2 Corinthians 5:10 says, knowing the fear of the Lord, verse 10 talked about judgment. Verse 11 says, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade people.
所以呢，在哥林多后书5章11节，他就进一步说，因为我们知道神是如何可畏的，我们也如此来激励鼓励人。Statistically,
there is more in the Bible about judgment than there is about salvation.
其实呢，我们可以说在圣经里面。 可能有更多的经文有讲到这个审判，过于讲到救恩。That doesn't mean
that judgment is more important than salvation.
当然并不是说就因为这样，所以审判是比救恩更重要。But
I think it's easy for us to neglect this.
但是我们发现很多时候我们就忘了我们要在主面前交账的这件事情。So
the Bible emphasizes it a lot.
所以在圣经里面有常常提醒或者着重这个点。Let
me just take one example of a common sin in Asia.
让我再举一个在亚洲常常看到的一种的罪。Lying. 也就是不诚实或者讲话撒谎。Now
the Bible takes a very strong view on lying.
在圣经里面对这个撒谎是非常严格的。Ananias
and Sapphira were judged for lying. Right at the start of the church.
我们在这个《使徒行传》在教会刚开始的时候，安尼亚他们夫妇因为他们欺骗或者说撒谎。
In Paul's epistles, we are told that several times, do not lie to one another.
所以保罗的书信里面也常常提醒说，我们彼此不要撒谎。
I don't know how it is in your culture, but in our culture, lying is very common even among Christian leaders.
我不知道在你的文化当中是如何，在我们的文化，自己的文化当中，甚至于在基督徒当中，有时候撒谎好像很普遍。I
don't know how it is here, but in Sri Lanka, even seminary students copy in their exams.
比如说在斯里兰卡，这个神学生，他们在考试或者做作业，他们也会彼此抄袭。I
have often asked myself, why? If the Bible is so clear about this, why is this so common in Asia?
所以我就问，为什么圣经这么强调不可以撒谎或者做不诚实的事，但是为什么在亚洲呢，这个却好像很普遍呢？
I think one reason is that Asia doesn't have this sense of we are accountable to God.
可能是因为我们亚洲人就忘记，还是说没有这个意念，说我们将来要向神交代。
Preparing for judgment is not part of our approach to life.
好像我们的人生观里面就忘记了这一点，说我们要预备自己将来面对神的审判。
So the Bible says that we need to fear God.
所以圣经说我们要敬畏神。
However, you know, it's a funny thing that very often we are more afraid of sinning before our friends than we are before God.
但是很有趣的，很多时候我们是怕在朋友的面前犯罪，而不怕在神的面前犯罪。
For example, a Christian won't go into a bad site on the internet if a friend is there.
比如说，如果你的朋友在你的旁边，你就不敢进入那些色情的一些网站。
But they might do it before God.
但是有些时候，他们在神的面前，他却很大胆的进入。
Now I think God knew that weakness.
当然，神也理解我们的软弱。
So He gave us friends.
所以上帝呢，才给我们朋友。
Friends to help us live the life of holiness.
也就是给我们朋友帮助我们，我们彼此帮助，可以过圣洁的生活。
In 2 Timothy 2:22, Paul talks about living a holy life.
所以在提摩太后书二章二十二节，保罗也谈到我们要过圣洁的生活。
He asks us to flee youthful passions.
所以他那边说我们要逃避少年的私欲。
And to follow after righteousness, faith, love, and peace.
所以我们要追求的乃是公义、信心、爱心。
But he says to do that along with those who call upon the Lord out of a pure heart.
但他又加了一句说，我们跟那些一起倾心来寻求神的人一起这样做。
The battle for holiness is not done alone.
所以我们为所谓圣洁生活来征战，不能够这个独立或者独自一个人来做到。
We need to find people who call upon the Lord out of a pure heart.
我们也需要那些倾心来寻求主的人一起来做。
In other words, we need sincere friends.
换句话说，就是我们需要真挚的朋友。
People we can trust.
就是也我们可以信任的朋友。
And there is this.Tie between human accountability and divine accountability.
这样呢，我们所谓向人交代、向神交代，是彼此连在一起的。
You see this in 1 John 1:5-10.
我们也看到约翰一书一章一到十节。
That passage talks about walking in the light.
那段经文讲到我们在光明中走。
And there are two factors in that walking in the light.
所以我们在光明中行走有两个因素。
One is pursuing God's ways.
第一就是要追求神的道路。
And the other one is being honest about our sins.
第二方面呢，就是我们对我们的罪，我们要诚实来面对。
Three times it talks about us admitting that we have sinned.
所以有三次，他就讲到我们要承认我们的罪。
Now that is put in the light of community in verse 7.
所以在第七节的时候，这是在我们所谓在一个团体的当中。这样的一个上下文。
It says, if we walk in the light as He is in the light,
如果我们在光明中行走，正如天父也在光明中，
we have fellowship with one another.
我们就彼此相交。
So, being truthful is one of the ways in which we can have fellowship with each other.
所以我们彼此有这个诚实，也是能够促进我们彼此有关系，有相交。
And that is the A basis for Christian accountability.
这个呢，也就是我们可以说基督徒之间互相交代的一个根据。
So what I want to challenge you is to have friends.
所以呢，我给大家一个挑战，就是你要有好的朋友
who can help you in your walk with God.
可以帮助你在你跟神同行的这一条路上。
When John Wesley was a young man, he went to see a person he called a serious Christian.
John Wesley 在他年轻的时候，他去找一个他认为是非常至诚的一个基督徒。
And that person said, "Sir, do you want to serve God and go to heaven?"
所以这个人说，你要侍奉神，要到天堂吗
？Remember that you cannot do it alone.
你要记得，你靠你自己不能够做成。
So he said, "Find friends or make them."
所以你要去找朋友。或者你要去做朋友，说让人做你的朋友。
If you can't find them, make them.
所以你如果找不到，你要去使一些人能够做你的朋友。
Nurture the type of friendship that will help you in your spiritual life.
我们要去培养那种的友谊，是可以帮助我们的灵命的。
I want to spend a fair amount of time in this talk on Ecclesiastes 4:9-12, which talks about how friends help us.
所以今天早上我们要用一段时间来思想传道书第四章九到十二节，谈到这个朋友之间我们怎么样来彼此帮助扶持。
Verse 9 says, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their toil.
第九节说，两个人总比一个人好，因为二人劳碌同得美好的果效。
So here, it's talking about better reward for toil, greater fruitfulness.
所以这边是讲到有更美好的一个结果，我们的劳力能够得到更好的果效。
Friends can help us to be more fruitful.
所以朋友可以帮助我们能够成为多结果子的人。
I think the best way that this helps is through prayer.
我想最好的一个帮助就是借着祷告。
When we have people who are committed to us, they will pray for us.
所以有一些人，他们真的是会想要帮助我们，他一定会为我们祷告。
And we can and their prayers help our ministry.
所以他们的祷告会帮助我们的服事。
In Colossians 4:12, Paul talks about Epaphras.
在哥罗西书第四章十二节，保罗有这样提到
，Who probably founded the church in Colossae.
有些人他找到这个哥罗西这个教会
，and he says Apollos is wrestling in prayer for you.
这边是提到阿波罗在祷告中为你们征战。
Now they say Apollos. Epaphras, sorry, Epaphras.
对不起，是以巴佛。
Epaphras was now living in Rome.
这个时候以巴佛在罗马。
But he had a connection with the church in Colossae.
但是呢，他跟哥罗西的教会是有一些联系关系。
And he was wrestling. He was carrying out a battle in prayer for the church in Colossae.
但是他为了哥罗西，在祷告的当中是为他们挣扎，为他们征战。
Now, Paul had an accountability relationship with Timothy.
保罗与提摩太也有这种互相担待的一个责任。
In 2 Timothy 1:3, Paul says, that he night and day he remembers him in his prayers.
所以在提摩太后书一章三节，保罗也说：“我昼夜想念你。”
So I want to challenge you: if you are going into ministry, nurture a team of people who will pray for you.
所以呢，如果你要进入到服事，我劝你们，你要培养一群的人，他们会为你忠心祷告。
Ask for prayer.
你要请他们为你祷告。
Now, I ask for prayer very often through emails.
通常我在我的 email 里面也请别人为我祷告。
And sometimes I get scolded.
有些时候他们就会责备我。
I say, please pray for me. I'm having a lot of work.
你要为我祷告，我很忙。
And they will scold me. You're working too hard.
他们就会责备我说，哦，你太忙碌了。
You're a driven person.
你做太多的工作了。
Doesn't matter if they scold you, if they pray for you.
他们责备你也没有关系，只要他们为你祷告就好了。
So sometimes you have to be vulnerable to ask for prayer.
所以呢，我们在人的面前要承认我们的软弱，好让人为我们祷告。
But the blessing is that through their prayers, your ministry is going to be helped.
但是呢，你的祝福，也就是借着他们的祷告，你的服事会得到帮助。
In Philippians 1, Paul talking about the prospect of coming out of prison said, through your prayers and the help of the Spirit of Jesus, this will work out for my deliverance.
所以在腓立比书第一章第十九节那边，保罗也提到，借着你们的祷告和耶稣基督灵的帮助，我很快也要得到释放了。
And then friends help us to be more productive by helping us to maintain our quality.
所以另外一方面呢，我们的朋友呢也会帮助我们工作更有果效，并且让我们的品质所做出来的事情品质更好。
As you get more busy in ministry, it is easy for us to lose our quality.
很多时候在我们很忙碌的服事当中，有时候我们就无形中就失去我们的这个质量。
We keep using the same illustrations over and over again.
可能我们讲到的时候就一直用那些旧的这些例证。
Sometimes our friends don't, sometimes we don't have enough time to prepare.
有些时候我们没有足够的时间来准备。
And when we represent God, we dare not go without proper preparation.
如果我们是在神的面前服事，我们绝对不能够没有准备来讲道。
And when our friends see this, if they love us enough, they will comment.
我们的朋友如果真的爱我们，他看到这样的情况，他们一定会提醒我们。
I have been preaching now for almost 50 years.
我讲到大概有50年之久。
And I have had at crucial times in my life people coming and telling me, I don't think you had really prepared that talk properly.
在有些时候，有的人会大胆地告诉我，我想你今天好像没有足够准备来讲道。
Or you are using the same story many times, too many times.
或者你讲同样的故事讲太多次了。
And that's been a great help to me in my ministry.
这个对我的服事有很大的帮助。
Then our friends complete what is lacking in our ministry.
第三方面呢，我们的朋友呢，也会补足我们自己不足之处。
I think you may have heard of William Wilberforce.
可能我们听到William Wilberforce.
He was a politician who was a fine Christian.
他是一个政治家，也是一个很好的基督徒。
And he went through for about 25 years of battle against slavery in the British Empire.
所以他在这个英国的这个帝国的当中，用25年的时间一直在抵制这个所谓奴隶的制度。
And he had a group of friends. They were known as the Clapham Sect.
所以他也有一群的朋友。在他的周边
who supported him
就是支持他的人。
Before a key election debate in parliament, they would send telegrams all over England, UK, asking for prayer.
所以呢，这些支持他的人呢，在他还没有在这个他们的会议里面来辩论的时候，他们会发这个电报给很多人，让他们为这个事情来祷告。
Other friends did the research for his speeches.
也有很多人为他帮助他来做一些研究，让他可以应用在他的演讲的里面。
They were all Christians, and they helped complete the ministry of Wilberforce.
所以这些人都是基督徒，他们一起把他们的力量集中，帮助他能够完整他所需要的。
I led Youth for Christ. I don't. Five years ago, I stepped down from leadership, but I'm still on the staff.
我在这个 Youth for Christ 已经有很多年，五年前我已经卸任做他们的这个总干事。
But I led the movement for 35 years.
但从35年的时间里面，我就一直在带领这个团队。
Now I must say that I lacked one of the most important requirements for a leader.
我要说自己作为一个领袖最缺缺的一件事情是这样。
And that was practical wisdom.
也就是说比较实际的智慧。
I was a Bible teacher.
我是一个圣经老师。
So I didn't always make the best decision.
所以有的时候我可能没有做最好的决定。
So I had to depend on my colleagues to make the decisions.
所以呢，我很多时候就需要我的同事帮助我来做最好的决定。
Or to help me make the right decision.
或者协助我，然后可以最后做最好的决定。
Sometimes they completed my ideas.
有些时候他也把我这个不完整的概念完整化。
Sometimes they refined my ideas.
很多时候他也让我的这些概念更加的精确。
Sometimes they rejected my idea.
有些时候他们是拒绝我的想法。
But as a leader, it was so helpful to have people who helped me with wisdom.
所以呢，作为一个领袖，有智慧的朋友在我的周围，这是非常好、非常重要的。
Proverbs 12:15 says, "The way of the fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice."
这个在箴言书十五章那边有提到愚拙的人呢，他们就不听劝，但是一个聪明的人。他们会听别人的劝勉。
Very often people, when they are excited about some idea, very often they are so emotionally involved in that idea that they are blind to the problems of that idea.
有些时候，有的人为一件事情还是一个概念非常兴奋的时候，他们就瞎了眼睛，就没有看到更全面一点。
For example, you want to buy a vehicle.
比如说，你要买一部车。
And in Sri Lanka, people buy their vehicles on higher purchase, you know, you lease it, you pay, not lease, but you pay regularly.
在我们那边，如果买车总是这个分期付款，所以最后呢，你付的价钱是比较多的。
And these companies that give the money, they make a lot of money because their people can't pay, and so they seize the vehicle.
所以呢，这些这个借钱给他们买车的公司呢，就赚了很多钱。因为很多人到最后付不起的时候，就要没收这一部的汽车。
See, they buy the vehicle and they say, we are going to pay up every month this way.
所以他们买车的时候会说，啊，每个月我必须付多少钱。
But they haven't made allowance for sickness, for emergencies.
但他们没有想到有些时候会生病啊，或者说有一些临时需要的钱。
So when a thing like that happens, they can't pay.
所以有这种临时的需要的时候，他就不能够去付这个车的这个分期付款。
And the company comes and takes away the vehicle.
所以这个公司呢，就来把他的这个车就挪掉了。
Very often they don't ask help when they are making the decision.
很多时候他们要做这个决定的时候，他们没有让别人来帮助他。
It is only when they have problems after making the decision that they come to advice for their friends for advice.
很多时候是当他们自己做了决定，然后有问题的时候，才找朋友帮助。
Because we can be blind.
因为有这时候我们真的会瞎了眼。
There is the statement that love is blind.
比如说我们说爱是盲目的。
How many people have made mistakes with their marriages because they never asked anybody for advice?
有多少人因为他们在谈恋爱的时候没有好的朋友来给他们一些意见，他们就做了很多的错误的决定。
I studied in America.
我在美国读书。
And many of my friends in seminary with me have got divorced.
我很多在神学院里面的同学，结果他们都离婚了。
And that's been a great pain for me.
对我来说，这是一件非常疼痛的事情。
So one day when I went to America, I asked a leader, well-known leader, why is this happening?
所以有一次我去美国的时候，就问一个他们很尊重的领袖，为什么这些离婚的事情也在这些基督徒当中发生呢？
And this leader said, very often they get married to the wrong person.
他们的答案是说，这些人他们娶了或者嫁了不对的人。
No, I don't think that is an excuse for divorce.
当然我不觉得这是一个借口让我们可以离婚。
However, I asked my friend, but doesn't anyone advise our ministers when they plan to get married?
所以我就在问这个人。 当这些牧师他们要结婚的时候，难道没有人可以给他们一点意见吗？
And they said, no, there is no way to do that.
他说，没有办法，他们都没有这样做。
I thought that's very sad.
我觉得这是非常悲伤的一件事情。
So we depend on our friends.
所以我们需要依靠我们的朋友。
I served on a committee called the Lausanne Committee for World Evangelization for many years.
我也在这个Lausanne的一个小组，也就是世界布道的这个小组里面有好多年。And
this committee was always short of money, funds.
这个小组呢，常常呢就是经济短缺。So
every time we met, a lot of the discussion was how can we raise more funds.
所以很多时候我们见面的时候，讨论的时候会谈到说，我们如何再募更多的款。Now
the honorary chairman of that committee was Billy Graham.
当然这个Lausanne的作为名誉主席就是戈培里。Now
this was about 20-30 years ago when Billy Graham was the most famous preacher in the world.
当然这是25-30年前，他是可以说是世界级的这个布道家。And
people used to say, can't we ask Billy Graham for some funds?
有的人就说，难道我们不能够向戈培里请他给我们一些这些款项吗？
Because his organization had a lot of funding.
因为他自己的这个机构应该有很多的款。And
the funding came because of the name Billy Graham.
很多时候也是因为他这个名的缘故，人家就奉献给这个团队。Those
who were close to Graham said Billy Graham would love to give the money.
很多跟他接近的人会说，他是会很愿意来分享他的这个经济能力。But
his board won't allow him.
但是他的所谓这个董事会不会容许他这样做。
Here is the most famous Christian in the world.
这是全世界都知道的一个著名的一个基督徒。
All the money came in because of his name.
他的机构也得到很多的款项，是因为他这个人。
But his board would not allow him to give money to the Lausanne Committee.
但是呢，他的所谓董事会不会容许他把一些钱给这个洛桑这个会议。
He had chosen to be accountable.
但是戈培里本身。 他就是选择不是按照他自己的意思，乃是在这个董事会的职权的下面。
So the wisdom of our friends help us to be more fruitful in our ministry.
所以我们的朋友圈的这个智慧也可以让我们的服事更结果子更多。
The second thing said in this passage
在这段经文里面还有第二个点
is in verse 10, sorry.
是在第10节。
If they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up.
第十节说,若是跌倒,这人可以扶起他的同伴。若是孤身跌倒,没有别人扶起他来,这人就有祸了。
Our friends help us when we fall.
我们跌倒的时候,我们的朋友会扶持帮助我们。
When a person falls, they can go deeper into sin.
一个人跌倒,也许他会堕落得更深。
They can be defeated by discouragement.
他们可能也会就这样就失智了。
They can end up alienated from the church.
他们的结果可能就跟教会就远离了。
We need friends at this time.
在这种很关键的时候，我们更需要朋友。
James 5:16 says,
雅各书5:6节这样说,
Confess your sins one to another, and you will be healed.
你们要彼此认罪，你们就必得到医治。
Confession to a friend helps heal us when we have done wrong.
当我们做错的时候，我们向我们的朋友认罪的时候，这个可以帮助我们心里面的治疗。
Because for one thing, it takes the pressure of having sinned. It eases the pressure.
一方面呢，是当我们说出来的时候，我们这个压力也无形中就减轻。
And through confession, through the friend to God, the burden of guilt is taken away.
另外一方面，也借着我们的朋友，然后我们向神认罪，我们的这个罪就会减轻了，还是就没有了。
And healing can come to the person.
然后呢，这个医治才会开始。Early
confession avoids major scandals in the church.
所以在教会里面，如果我们尽早能够认罪，会避免很多在前面更糟的一些事情。
Recently, we have had a lot of terrible scandals of well-known pastors falling into sin.
最近我们也会听到很多有名的这些牧者，他们跌倒了。Often,
this big scandal was not a sudden fall.
很多时候，这些所谓很大的堕落，并不是一下子这样发生的。There
were things that led to it.
其实是有很多小事情这样一直积起来。Early
in that stage, if they had friends who were close to them,
如果在初期的时候，他们有亲密的朋友,
and they had confessed early, they would have avoided going down, down, down.
他们如果也尽早能够向这些朋友来承认的话，就会避免他们一直堕落下去。
So let me repeat that statement again. Early confession helps avoid major scandals.
所以我再重复一次，我们 提早的来认罪，就是会避免将来很大的堕落。Say
for example, there are two people who are working together.
比如说有两个人一起服侍。A
man and a woman.
是一男一女。And
they really enjoy, it's a wonderful partnership for the gospel.
为了这个福音的缘故，他们也可以说配搭得非常好。But
after some time, their friends realize, oh, these people are a little too friendly now.
但是过了一段时候呢, 周边的朋友就感觉，哎，他们的友谊好像有点超过了。That
person doesn't realize because it started in such a nice way.
但是他本身就不感觉到，因为一开始的时候就是同工一起工作。So
he says, "Oh, she's my sister," and she says, "Oh, he's my brother."
所以可能他们会说，啊，他就是我，好像我的弟兄，他就好像我的姐妹。But
others see something deeper has happened.
但是周边的人就看到，在他们之间 其实有更深的感情了。When
those friends see, if they are good friends, they will warn.
如果他们是好的、真正的朋友，他们一定会尽早提醒他们关于这件事情。Now
bad friends will tell everybody else except that person.
但是不好的朋友呢，会告诉其他的人，就不告诉那个当事的人。Good
friends will personally go and tell that person privately.
一个好的朋友会单独的情况下 个别向这个人来提醒这件事。Now,
that person could say, "Don't interfere into my affairs." Angrily, he could say that.
很多时候，也许这个人会很生气的说，你不要干涉我的私人的生活。
Or he can learn and take remedial steps.
或者他会很谦卑的来接受，能够采取一些适当的步骤。
So friends help us when we sin.
所以在我们犯罪的时候，我们的朋友会帮助扶持我们。
Now sometimes the way they help us is by subjecting us to discipline.
当然有些时候他帮助我们是让我们要经过惩戒这个过程。
When people are disciplined in the church, that is not a punishment.
所以在教会的当中，如果经过惩戒，不是要惩罚他。
The punishment for our sin was borne by Christ.
我们为罪的惩罚，耶稣已经帮我们担当了。
Rather, it is healing for the weakness that caused the sin.
反过来，在这个惩戒的过程，是要能够医治我们的软弱。
Sometimes the sin may be forgiven, but the weakness may not be healed.
很多时候，可能这个罪已经被赦免，但是呢，他没有。 完全的回复, 所以还是可能会回到原来的, 这个软弱。
Very often people who sin with money and sex.
所以有些时候人在这个经济或者在这个色情上面犯罪。
Unless they have been properly disciplined, very often it just goes on and on and on.
如果没有经过很正规, 很好的这个惩戒,他们会一直重复的犯这些的罪。
Let me take an example.
我再给大家一个例子。
Here's a worship leader in a church.
在一个教会有一个带领敬拜赞美的。
And he's a very good worship leader, sings beautifully.
他真的是一个很好的一个带领者,他唱诗非常好。
But he has one problem.
但他有一个问题。
He speaks very rudely to his wife.
但是他常常呢,跟他太太讲话的时候,非常的粗。
And he hurts his wife by his speech. Now his friends know this. So they ask him, how has it been at home?
他们就问他,在家里你们的关系如何?
And he says, oh, again, I spoke very badly to her.
他会再说,我有时候就是很不客气,没有礼貌地对我的妻子讲话。
So the friends tell him, if you do this again, why don't we discipline you?
这些朋友就对他说,如果你再这样的话,好不好我们惩戒你?
Don't lead worship for 3 months.
有3个月,你就不要再带领敬拜赞美。
And he did it again.
他又重复。
And he was disciplined for 3 months.
所以呢,他们就3个月不让他上台。
For 3 months he suffered.
所以这3个月可以说他受苦。
Because the person who led the worship doesn't even sing in tune.
因为那个代替他来领唱的, 根本就不会唱歌，所以他很痛苦。
And so 3 months he went through difficult worship was not a joy to him.
所以在这3个月里面呢，他在参加这个敬拜实在是一个悲惨的事情。
And then after 3 months he went back to leading worship.
所以经过3个月，他又恢复他来带领这个敬拜赞美。
One day he came back home and he found that his wife had done something which really annoyed him.
他回家的时候就发现他太太做了一件事情，真的是会让他很不高兴的。And
those words came up again.
那心里面那些话又开始要吐出来了。They
came up to his lips.
一直到他的唇上。And
he remembered 3 months of suffering.
他就想到这3个月的痛苦。He
stayed away from it.
他就没有把这个话讲出来。That's
how discipline helps us.
这个呢就是惩戒如何帮助我们。
All of us have weaknesses.
我们每个人都有软弱。
I think someone needs to know about our weaknesses.
我相信有人需要知道我们的软弱。
And hold us to account.
好叫他能够提醒我们，让我们对我们的行动有交代。
Hebrews 12:11 says.
所以希伯来书12章11节这么说。
That for the moment, all discipline seems to be painful.
在这个惩戒的过程的当中。 当时当然会感觉非常痛苦,
but later it yields a peaceful fruit of righteousness.
但是将来所带来的乃是有平安的, 公义的结果。
But it says it happens only to those who have been trained by it.
但是呢,这些, 会发生只有那些有这样被受训过, 他们才能够这样做。
When some people are disciplined, they end up bitter.
有些人他们被惩治，那他们就变成很苦读。
It is painful for everybody.
当然对每个人来说是非常痛苦的事。
But some people learn.
但是有些人他们学习功课了。
And in their life there is the peaceful fruit.
所以在他们生命里面就有所谓这个平安的果子。
So sometimes there is disciplining.
所以很多时候我们也在我们软弱当中我们需要惩治的过程。
Generally when our friends sin, we cover.The sin.
很多时候当我们朋友犯罪我们会隐藏他的罪
1 Peter 4:8、
在彼得前书、四章八节
It says how to love each other earnestly
我们要如何能够彼此真正的真挚的相爱呢
And it says that to love each other earnestly love covers a multitude of sin、
这边会说爱会遮盖很多的罪
So we find friends who can keep confidence.
所以我们要找到一些朋友，我们可以信任他，他可以为我们来做一些保留。
There are some people that when you tell them a sin that you have done, you know, it's like telling the news broadcast.
有一些人呢，你跟他说你的秘密的时候，他就好像广播员，大家都知道了。
Those are friends you can't trust.
这些是你不能够信任的朋友。
We cover, we don't publicize sin.
我们不是要把那个罪、好像说公开化。
Only if we have to discipline and we have to tell the leaders for their own good. That's the only reason that we might talk about somebody's sin.、
所以当我们要讲到别人的罪的时候，很多时候是在这个领袖阶层的人、他们需要知道。
So a friend, when they realize someone has fallen into sin,
所以作为当你知道你的朋友堕落在罪中的时候
The overwhelming thing that pushes them is how can we help them to recover?
所以我们最大的那个、动力呢是说我们想要我们怎么帮助这个人让他能够回复
And how can we help the church to recover?
我们怎么帮助这个教会能够回复
So that's the second thing.
所以这是第二件事
Our friends help us when we fall.
我们失败的时候我们的朋友扶持我们帮助我们
Now verse 11 says that if two lie together they keep warm but how can one keep warm alone
十一节说再者二人同睡都就都暖和一人独睡怎能暖和呢
Now I really don't I have tried to explain this but I don't exactly knowwhat the exact meaning of that passage is
虽然我
尽力 and how it can be applied
想怎么来解释这一节然后如何正确的来应用、我还是有一点点难处
So we will drop that verse 11 and go to verse 12
所以我们就不讲十一节讲十二节
Verse 12 talks about help in the battles of life
Battles of life 十二节呢就讲到我们人生征战的事情
You can read verse 12
我们一起读十二节有人攻胜孤身一人若有二人便能抵挡他三股合成的绳子不容易折断
Does it talk about a threefold cord? Yeah. So all of us are involved in a battle
我们每个人呢都在一场的征战的当中
And have you, we've had war in our country
我们的斯里兰卡常常也会有征战
AndDuring the war, we never saw a soldier alone.
在这个征战的当中，你从来不会看到一个军人是单独一个人孤行的。
Soldiers always went in groups of two or three.
所以这些军人呢，总是有两三个人以上一起同行的。
It's the same with our battle with sin.
我们跟罪来征战也是如此。
Let me take a few examples.
我再给大家一些的例证。
First, the internet and social media.
比如说今天我们所用的这个网络。
This is the latest addiction of many people.
这个呢是我们近代的人都上瘾的事。
And it's really an addiction.
真的是一种的瘾。
For example, I think pornography is just like taking drugs.
有点像比如说你进入到色情网站的时候就好像是在吃毒品的样子。
And someone who can't control his or her use of pornography.
所以一个人如果他不能够再控制他用这个色情的网站的时候
Prayer alone may not be sufficient.
很多时候甚至于我们说祷告还不够
With all addiction, accountability is needed.
但是在所有的上瘾的事情上面，就是需要有互相交代这个事情。
And understanding friends can help keep us out of this.
所以呢，我们有好的朋友呢，可以帮助我们能够避免上瘾。
I travel sometimes to Europe.
有时候我也去欧洲。
And generally, I tell the people, don't put me in a hotel. I don't like hotels.
我通常会告诉他们说，你不要让我住在酒店，我不喜欢酒店。
But very often, they do put you in a hotel.
但很多时候，他还是把你安置在这个酒店。
And in Europe, after about 10 o'clock, the television is very bad.
在欧洲，到了晚上十点的时候，这个电视的节目就很不好了。
I'm alone in a room.
你自己在这个房间里面。
I'm tired after preaching.
我刚刚讲道完也非常的累。
I'm too sleepy. I'm too, you know, I can't, too tired to read.
我已经很疲惫，就不能够再看书。
And so the natural tendency is to put on the television.
所以很自然的，很多时候就会打开这个电视机。
So now when I travel,
所以现在当我在欧洲
，I have a group of friends and my wife.
也有我的朋友，还有我的太太。
I send them WhatsApp messages.
我就在 WhatsApp 这个软件里发一些信息给他们。
I'm in a hotel.
我现在在酒店里。
And there is television here.
这边有电视机。
At 10 o'clock, I'm going to pull the plug out from the television.
十点钟的时候，我就把那个电源拔掉。
And that's been such a help to me.
这个呢，对我来说是很大的帮助。
I remember once I was in India.
有一次我在印度。
And I put on the television in the house that I was in.
所以我住的地方啊，他们给我这个客房里面有电视机。
And there was fashion television.
这个节目呢是一个叫做时装的一个节目。
Now fashion television may be helpful to some people, but it is of no help to me.
这个时装节目对别人也许有一些好处，对我没有什么好处。
And what people wear is very often not very edifying.
所以很多时候我们看到别人怎么穿着不会造就人的。
So I sent my wife a text immediately.
我就立刻发一个短信给我的妻子。
There is fashion television in my television.
在我的电视机里面有所谓这个时装的表演。
Immediately comes a text message.
我的太太就回我的这个短信。
Pull the plug out.
把这个电源拔掉。
So our friends help us in this battle.With sin.
所以呢，我们的朋友帮助我们与罪征战的这个征战的当中。
Those of us who go into television very, into the internet very often for our study.
很多时候我们在包括我们在做功课，但是我们上网的时候
，I use an accountability software.
我会用一个所谓有交代的这个软件
，so that a friend every week will get a report of my television watching.
所以我的朋友他每一周会收到一张的报告，我上了什么网。
Proverbs 27 verses 5 and 6 says,
所以箴言书二十七章五到七节这样说
Better is open rebuke than hidden love.
所以呢，这个隐藏的爱还不如我们要公开的来责备一个人。
Faithful are the wounds of a friend.
所以一个朋友也许给你一点的创伤，这是忠心的表现。
Profuse are the kisses of an enemy.
但是可能一个敌人呢是一直吻你。
We need friends like this.
我们需要好的朋友。
There are many other areas that I could talk about as helping us in our battles. Friends helping us in our battle.
还有很多的层面，我们可以谈到朋友如何帮助我们与罪征战这件事情。
But I won't do that.
我不再继续讲。
Instead, let me just say.
让我再说一次。
We live in cultures where there is strong community solidarity.
我们住在我们的所谓社区团队里面，是有所谓文化的这个凝固点。
Asians, I don't know how it is in the Chinese culture, but Asians act in groups.
比如说，我不知道在你们的文化里面是怎么样，但是亚洲人通常会有一起在一起的这一股的力量。
We do things that will not bring dishonor.To our community, to our family, to our community. 通常
我们做一些事情，我们不会使我们的团队、我们的家庭羞辱。
Even though Asia is high on community solidarity,
但是虽然亚洲有这种的凝固力
，we are low on spiritual accountability.
但是我们在所谓属灵的 担待上，我们是非常低落的。
This sense of being together doesn't extend to our personal spiritual life.
好像我们在文化当中的这个凝结力，反而没有在我们属灵的这个关系上来作为一种的力量。
Sri Lanka is a Buddhist country.
Sri Lanka 很多是信佛教的。
And there's strong sense of community in our country.
他们呢是非常合一的。
But the religion is an individual religion.
但是这个宗教本身却是一个个人化的一个宗教。
The basic tenets of Buddhism have to do with I. I go to the Buddha for refuge.
所以呢，他这个主要是说我怎么样，我在这个佛祖里面得到什么。
In Christianity, the basic prayer is not I, but our Father.
但是我们基督徒，我们不是说我的父，乃是我们说我们在天上的父。
And so we need communities where we are going to run our spiritual life in community.
所以呢，我们需要一个族群或者一个区，让我们能够一起来成长。
Let me just say two keys to developing such a community.
所以我们如何来发展这样的两种的领这种领域呢？
Firstly, it takes time to build trust.
第一，就是我们需要时间才能够建立信赖的关系。
You can't have spiritual accountability by a mechanical decision. Okay, we are going to be accountable to each other.
所以我们彼此担待不只是好像一个机械性的这样安排。
It takes time.
是需要时间来建立关系。
We have to nurture our friends.
我们这个所谓友谊是需要培养的。
And in today's rushed society, it's very difficult to nurture friendship.
今天在这个非常匆忙的社会里面，是很难培养这种的关系。
The second thing is,
第二件事情，
grace-oriented society.
也就是我们需要是恩典为范畴的。这个、
to a Christian, grace is most important.
对一个基督来说，恩典是最重要的。
I can't live without grace, God's grace coming to me.
我如果没有神的恩典在我身上，我就活不下去。
So when I sin, a Christian says,
所以如果我犯罪的时候，一个基督徒会说，
I must quickly get back to God.
我要赶快回到神的那一边。
I can't live without grace.
我不能够，我没有恩典，我就不能活。
So there is apologizing.
Yeah. 所以有些时候你就会这个 apologize 认错。
There is admission of sin.
我们要认罪。
This is the type of community you see in the New Testament and in the Old.
这个也是我们在新约里面所看到的这个团体。
Hardly a leader is mentioned without also mentioning their weaknesses.
所以每一次提到一个领袖，很多时候也提到他的软弱。
The Gospels presents a blundering group of disciples who keep making mistakes.
在福音书里面，我们也看到这十二门徒的这个团队当中，很多人也常常犯了很大的这种的错误。
Why?
为什么？
Because Christians are not afraid of sin.
原则上，我们可以说基督徒不怕罪。
We are afraid to sin.
但是我们怕犯罪。
But we are not afraid.Of sin.
但是我们不怕罪这个本身。
Because where sin abounds, grace abounds much more.
因为在哪里罪更多，这个恩典也就显得更多。
So when a person sins,
所以当一个人犯罪的时候，
the community says, how can we help this person to recover?
所以他的这个团队会说，我们如何快快的帮助他能够恢复。
How can we bring grace to this person's life?
我们怎么把恩典带给这个人。
In such a community, people are not afraid to admit their sins.
在这样的一个团队的当中，人呢就不难能够说出或者认出他的罪。
Walking in the light becomes a shared value.
所以呢，我们在光明中走是大家互相来分享的。
We need to develop this kind of community.
我们需要去培养这样的一个团队跟区。
We Asians need shared values.
我们亚洲人，我们需要有所谓共享的价值观。
And let's make this one of the shared values.
那让我们就以这个有好的朋友作为我们一种共享的价值观。
In many of our communities,
在我们很多的团队的当中，
people enter the community by grace. They are saved by grace.
当然人进来都是因为恩典才进来。
And they live in the community by law.
但是他们却在这个团队里面是以律法来活。
Once they are converted, grace is forgotten. After that, it becomes law.
当他们得救是因为恩典，但是之后他就忘记，还是活在律法当中。
Let's make our communities communities of grace.
我们要使我们的这个团队是一个恩典的团队。
People who are not afraid of sin.
就是不怕罪的人。
Because grace is greater.
因为恩典是更大。
Afraid to sin.
但是我们怕犯罪。
But not of sin.
但是不是怕罪本身。
So, I want to challenge you if you want to go long in ministry.
所以我要挑战大家, 如果你在服事的道路上要走得远, 走得长,
find friends.
你要找朋友。
And if you can't find them, make them.
如果你找不到, 你要去培养这样的朋友。
Take the time to nurture a relationship with a few people. You can't do this with a lot of people.
你要用时间, 能够去培养, 几个人, 能够做你最好的朋友。
Find a few people that you can trust to help you to live this Christian life.
你可以找几个你能够信任的人, 能够帮助你的基督徒的生活。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Father, we thank you that you have not left us alone.
天父，我们感谢你, 你没有离弃我们, 让我们自己孤单在那里。
You have given us the Holy Spirit to give us victory over sin.
你给我们圣灵, 让我们能够胜过罪恶。
And to urge us on along this path of holiness.
并且让我们能够鼓励我们继续走这个圣洁的道路。
We thank you that you have given us the body of Christ.
我们感谢你给我们所谓基督的身体。
And we pray, Lord, that we may truly act as a body.
但愿我们在这个基督身体里面, 我们真的是生活好像一个身体的关系。
That we will have a few people whom we can be accountable to.
我们能够找到一些人, 我们可以彼此的担待。
And with those people, we can live the Christian life.
和这些人在一起, 我们可以活出一个真正的基督徒的生活。
So Lord, help us all to find friends.
所以主啊帮助我们能够找到这样的朋友。
And if we can't find them, to make them.
如果我们找不到, 但愿我们能够培养出这样的朋友。
In Jesus' name we pray.
是奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much.